That means it's time for the next episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91 on Anchor FM. Best radio ever, ever, ever.
What is up, Anchor? It's Trucker Noob 91, and I'm bringing you the podcast for today. I am currently in Illinois. Once again, I forgot the name of the town I'm in. Oh, okay, sorry. It's called Green Up, as in the color green and the word up, Illinois. And here is Way of the Trucker with me, Trucker Noob 91, on Anchor FM, best radio ever. We're going to start this podcast with a shout out to the most beautiful woman in the world, in my opinion. The lady I was telling y'all about, I've been talking to in Canada. She's from Newfoundland, Canada. And we've been talking a lot this week and really enjoy talking to her. And I hope that she enjoys talking to me as much as she says she does. And just a shout out to her. Hey, gorgeous. You're beautiful. Mwah. And a couple of history facts for you all today. On this date, June 20th, in 1863, West Virginia became the 35th state of the United States. In 1897, Alexander Graham Bell installs the first telephone service. I believe that was up in Ontario, Canada, that he did that. In 1947, gangster Bugsy Siegel died. I do believe he was killed. Not 100% sure on that one. And in 1975, the movie Jaws was released into theaters, scaring everybody and making everyone afraid to get in the water in the ocean. And I know you all hear that annoying buzzing sound in the background. That annoying buzzing sound is actually keeping me cool right now. So I'm sorry if it's annoying, but that's what's keeping me cool right now. It is a fan. It is called Tornado Fan, made by Road Pro for us truck drivers. I don't feel like we're in the AC right now. It's warm, but clouds are starting rolling. Looks like it's going to cool down, so I don't really want to run the truck and do the AC right now, but we'll go ahead and just run that fan. But anyways, last time I talked to you all, I was in Tough Kinnaman, Pennsylvania. And since then, I went from there to Illinois and to Chicago. And then I went to Joliet, Illinois, picked up there. And then I delivered yesterday morning in Atlanta, Georgia. And now here I am sitting in Greenup, Illinois. Tomorrow I will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And then from there, I will be going. Let me look it up here. Picking up in Wisconsin and delivering. To Nazareth, Pennsylvania. Another good little run there for me. And hope you all are enjoying your day. Today, I believe, is Wednesday. Double check it. Yep, it is Wednesday. It's been a beautiful day on and off. It's been hot as hell, though. I tell you what, this morning when I woke up down there in Georgia, it's about 20 miles north of Atlanta, I believe. I can't remember the name of the town I was in. But I woke up and it was a nice 60, 70 degrees, you know. It was like the cool kind of 60, 70 degrees. And about an hour, 2 hours later, I'm up in Tennessee and it's 91 degrees. It's like, holy cow. And then on top of that, it rained a little bit. And so you get out in that heat, and not only is it hot, but it's also humid, and it's like, oh my Lord. Whew. How's your weather been for you all today? Let me know. Either call in to the station or comment below. I know this sounds weird, but ever since I've been talking to this lady in Canada, I've been thinking about her a lot, and it may sound weird, but it's one of those things, I just can't get her off my mind. You ever had anybody like that? Somebody that you just felt so strongly about, even though you just met them, that you just couldn't get them off your mind, no matter how hard you tried? And believe me, I'm not even trying. I enjoy thinking about her. Talking to her makes my day great. Being on the road all the time like I am, it gets kind of lonely. And talking to her makes it a little less lonely. Actually, I take that back, it makes it a lot less lonely feeling. And I really enjoy talking to her. And hopefully maybe one day me and her can meet in person. And who knows? Maybe it could be one of those fairy tale stories, happily ever after, the end. You know? You see all these movies and they have all these happily ever afters and all that stuff, and it gets to the point throughout life that you're like, there's no way that can happen. But, you know, there's always that possibility that something like that can happen. You'll meet that one special person and they will change your life for the better. Some of you probably already know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't, but you will. I mean, it's not going to be the fairy tale happily ever after. There's always going to be problems. There's always going to be fights and arguments. But before you go to bed, make sure you tell that special someone that you love them. Whether you're angry at them or not, make sure that you do not go to sleep tonight without telling them how much you feel, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. And by not being guaranteed tomorrow, that means they may never know. I mean, they're pretty sure they will, but they'll never get that one last chance to tell you how much they feel about you. So make sure you tell the one you love, whether it be your wife, your girlfriend, your son, your daughter, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa, aunt or uncle, whoever it is. Make sure you tell them you love them before you go to bed tonight. I've got a kind of a catchy title for this episode of the podcast. You know, I've always said that I don't care if I offend people, and for the most point, I don't. Depends on the topic, but I hope this title don't offend anybody, because it's not meant to offend, you know, but I'm not going to say it here on the podcast. I'm just going to let y'all see it, because, I mean, you'll see it before you even hear this. So it's not like it really matters that I tell you right now. Okay, I'll tell you. The title of this podcast is going to be Season 1, Episode 7, Oh, Canada. Yeah, I know. It sounds kind of cheesy and corny, because it's meant to be for the gorgeous woman I've been talking to, but who knows, somebody might actually get offended. As long as she don't get offended, I don't care if you do. LOL. Oh my lord, I just said LOL out loud. Wow. It's been a long day, guys. I'm sorry, I'm tired. Please forgive me. And that is going to wrap it up for this episode of Way of the Trucker with Trucker Noob 91. You can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/TruckerNoob91. That is the page for this podcast and my YouTube channel. One of them, anyways. You can find me, of course, at YouTube, TruckerNoob91Vlog. I don't think I've changed that one yet. If I have, I'll let you know in the next podcast. That one's going to be changed to Wave the Trucker Blog. Or Vlog. Also on my gaming channel. Of course, I haven't been up there in forever. I don't know if I'm going to continue that or not, but it is TruckerNoob91. You can find me on Twitter at TruckerNoob91. On Instagram at TruckerNoob91. You can find me on Snapchat, Choya91, that's C-H-O-Y-A-91. Make sure you follow me on all those platforms, because here pretty soon, I'm going to be either giving away a $25 Google Play Store card, or a $25, or I don't know if they do $25 cards, iTunes. I'll at least be giving away $25 in iTunes. And I'll let you know more details about that on my Facebook page as soon as I get more details on when I'm going to do it. I know I'm the one deciding it, so. But anyways, I hope you all have a great night. And be safe out there, and make sure you're watching out for those other drivers, because 90% of the time, they are not watching out for you. Love you guys. Hope you all have a great night. Be safe.